This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last two visits, we've considered two names given to our Savior, Jesus and Christ. John's purpose for writing this gospel was to persuade readers to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, they would have life in his name. When Jesus was referred to as the Son of God, it affirmed his deity. He always was, is, and always will be the Son of God. He became a man at a point in time. When using the word Son, we automatically think of Father. They belong together. John 10:30, Jesus points out that in a unique way, he and the Father are eternally one. They are distinct persons, but they share one essence of being. If you'd compare what the Bible says about each of their character traits and attributes, you'd find they were equal in every respect. At Christ's baptism, a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, and I am wonderfully pleased with him." Again, at his transfiguration, a voice solemnly declared, "This is my beloved Son, and I am wonderfully pleased with him. Obey him." When Philip asked Jesus to show him the Father, Jesus replied, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." God didn't choose a man and endow him with qualities of character that made him a better man than all others. No, he sent his eternal co-equal Son to take on himself the form of man to fulfill his Father's will. The Son of God is God the Son. Do you know him? Do you know him personally? If you'd like to study this further, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.